just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Well, fuck, let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches.
Who wants me? Who the fuck wants me? You're the BB. Hooray!
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
I just want to take a piss.
Pissing. He's pissing all over us. He's pissing on you. What does it taste like? Because you know what? It tastes like piss to me.
Yeah, why don't you go cry to your gay dad about it?
I have nothing left except Spider-Man.
Corey Feldman here.
Low serve ill. I just suck at everything I do.
Yo, what it do? Welcome, everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. This is a Corey Feldman show. I swear to God, every week, I'm like, you know what? I think it's about that time we take a little break. We don't need to talk that much about Corey, but he pulls me back in. I swear to God, every time. But
you swear to God?
Before we get there, though, you're tuned in live every Friday, 7-ish Pacific time on twitch.tv/Jim and Them. And of course, the Jim and Them YouTube. I don't know if I didn't show you guys yet. I did have to replace Bupak as our background.
It looks really good.
I was going through an old clip that I'll be putting up on our channel, and we found this Corey picture on his website, and we're like, that has to be the background, but we never made it the background.
That's because Bupak is watching over us. Yeah. He's protecting us.
Like Bupak's still behind there, so he's in there somewhere.
He's got like the middle of the mall like photo booth fucking, or like you pay $100 to get headshots.
Yeah, like the JCPenney like goof that people do nowadays. But yeah, you're tuned in live on the Jim and Them YouTube, twitch.tv/Jim and Them.
Corey looking like a snack in that background.
Agreed, Drew Kane. Thank you for the money.
Yeah, making me hungry.
Yeah, shout outs to the real ones in the chat. Thank you, Drew Kane, for the super chat. Of course, we got Fabulous Pain. We got, what's that? Cornop Thunberg's
back again.
A classic Cornop Thunberg.
And Jack all on the YouTube. Of course, we got Ace. Ace isn't alive in the Twitch. We got Daewoo in the Twitch.
Is Ace our boy? Is that our boy, Ace?
Oh, yeah, that's our boy. We got Ghost Squids and Stacks.
Fucking boy.
Eric Mitchell in the YouTube. I'm sure we'll hear from him later.
Oh, yeah. No, we will. We're getting there, though. Of course, patreon.com/Jim and Them. We have all kinds of extra bonus content readily available at patreon.com/Jim and Them.
You know, you could join the free tier, Jim.
There's even a free tier.
Yeah,
that's
you don't even
right.
have to pay money. There's a bunch of free shows on there just to check out. So even if you have zero intention of paying us money, go and listen to those shows, and I bet you they'll change your mind.
It's the best Patreon in town, or my name's not Cornop Thunberg.
Of course, we also got Little Jerry Seinfeld and Kim Gomez in the chat.
yeah, of course.
But, yes, yeah, so we talked a little bit about it last week with the Corey Funko Pop purchase. Eric... from our chat there was trying to purchase a Corey Funko Pop and have us sign it.
Yes.
Yeah, completely on the level too. We paid him money and everything.
I will say you made a grave mistake asking him to sign it to Jim and Them though. Like that was definitely a red flag.
Yeah, you should have known better.
So there was this whole thing where he paid the money, the exorbitant fee of a personalized signed Funko Pop. from Corey Feldman, which still should be good faith. I mean, I understand he's probably annoyed if he saw Jim and them because he does know who Jim and them is. It is kind of fun that that's confirmed.
But if he's doing what he claims he's doing and saying, like, let the haters pay my bills for
that's
me.
That's true.
Then
it shouldn't. This one is just animated.
It shouldn't bother him. He should be like, cool. You know what? If the haters want to give me $275 plus $90 for shipping, then let them do it.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Jason, for the super chat. It's an animated sticker of someone saying me.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Thanks for telling me about that, Jim.
But yeah, no, that's a great point, Mike. He is going around like, hey, you're playing my songs, you're buying my music, keep doing what you're doing, man. Because you're keeping me in Coke and the fizzy stuff, the stuff.
Yeah, the Oreo Coke.
Yeah. you're keeping me in Coke and trash bag shirts.
Which I did find out.
With both of them.
I did find out that the Oreo-flavored Coke, did you know that there's also Coke-flavored Oreos?
Yes, I thought you knew there was both.
No, they're doing it both ways.
Because we were looking at those in the store, and I was like, well, Mike, I mean, first of all, it already sounded awful. Yeah, I don't know why I even wanted to try it.
Well, I like trying weird novelty food.
And I was like, Mike said the Coke was bad. There's no way the Oreos are good.
Well,
the Oreos might be better than the Coke, at least.
Well, seems like it would be better.
Danny Richardson hit me up and said he tried the Oreos and they're awful. So I'm excited to try them.
When new Oreos come out, I just purchase them and throw them right in the trash before opening them. I'm like, yeah, this is where it goes.
So he attempted to purchase it signed. He was going to ask Corey to have it signed to Jim and them, and then he was going to send it to us so we could sign it as well, which is a great idea all around.
Yeah.
But then, he got, like, he didn't hear anything, so he reached out to Feldman. There's only, like, a few emails on his website. There's his email, there's, like, his booker, and I think Heather Don May.
Yeah.
So, and then Heather responded and said she was going to check with Corey's peeps and get back to him.
P33P5, right?
Yes, yeah. And then he finally got a message back saying that his order will not be fulfilled and his order is not welcome. Basically saying, like, hey, your money's no good here.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out. Well, not in the good way, though.
Yeah.
Not in the good way your money's no good here.
Yeah. Not in the whites only way.
I was going to say, which way, Jim?
I mean, sometimes it's a good way. Like, hey, your money's no good here. Come here. Yeah. Free drinks for everybody.
We're all family here.
Gaboo.
And, you know, I thought maybe, I mean, not that that was the end of it, but I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of funny. And he did mention that, well, we had talked about it last week, and we said, hey, you should dispute that with you.
Yes.
Well, we said he shouldn't.
We said he should just because they gave him a partial refund, kind of. They refunded, like, minus $30 or something.
No, we said he shouldn't do that and get double the money.
Well, Mike said he should.
Yeah.
We said he should get, because he got sent a PayPal payment, not a refund. But not even of the full amount. So I received some updates, and I think Eric might be calling in. So you can call in whenever, Eric, if you want to tell some more details of the story.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Or Cornop Thunberg.
But then he did, apparently, there's some more back and forth. But also, one of the details he did this week is he filed a Better Business Bureau complaint.
which people new to the show, Jim loves those.
Dude, I love Better Business Bureau complaints.
You have them on speed dial.
He knows that they mean nothing and don't do anything, but he loves doing them.
No, but they do. They do. Because since we're talking about the Better Business Bureau, before we went on our trip on September 1st, I went to go pick up our rental car to drive to California.
Uh-huh.
I went to the fucking airport just because it was, like, so much cheaper.
Sure.
But then I get there. It's already a pain in the ass. I mean, I get it, but that's my fault. I'll take the L on that. Like, I have to go to the airport to rent the car. But I go to the counter. My name's not on the board like it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So then I have to wait at the counter. Finally, they're like, the guy does the thing where they just type stuff. They're just typing stuff. They don't say anything. They're just typing. Then he writes on a little piece of paper, just hands it to me and goes, go over there with that. And I'm like, okay, just over there.
And you're like, hold on a second. You're like, better business on your phone.
And he's like, well, no, where it says customer pickup.
What's the number to call in?
Ooh. Well, hold on. Let me finish this and we'll tell you. And I'm like, all right, so I go stand by customer pickup. But then there's like 10 other people all standing there as well, holding pieces of paper. And I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, we don't know.
None of us know. That guy's not us.
I sat there for over an hour as like, it would be, they would go, people would go back into the counter and be like, is something going to happen? And they're like, we don't know. We just, well, they were like, you know, it's out of our hands. Know. Like, they know, like, we're waiting for someone to bring us a car, apparently, but they're like, that's all we can do is we have to wait. And then other guys are walking by with, like, the fluorescent vests, and we're like, is something happening? And they're like, yeah, we'll come back. And then they
we ran out of cars. There's no cars left in America.
They randomly will drive up with a car, and then they'll kind of just, like, point at someone and give it to them. And then, so, like, over an hour later, at one point, a lady drives up with a car, gets out, and then just walks into the airport. Like, and I'm like, did someone check that car in?
Are you on a prank show?
And then finally, 10 minutes after that, a guy comes up. He's like, oh, that's your car. And I'm like, so I would have parked
before I left if I was you.
I was on
But
I did get a free night. I got a free night. Well, I have to use on a future rental, but whatever.
That's all right.
Anyways, you can call us at
701-214-5941.
What's hilarious is there's like almost 300 people in our chat, and they're probably like, what the fuck are they doing? Because we haven't done this. We haven't do our regular intro in a while.
It's been like 9 months.
But yeah, 701-214-5941. Because, Eric needs to tell us the tale, the torrid tale of the Corey Feldman Funko Pop, which he did end up filing a Better Business Bureau complaint.
Was it his idea, or did you go like, you know what you could do?
It was his idea. I would have said it, though, too, so I like your style. I guess it did turn into the point where Heather was threatening to call the police on him.
What?
Which, you know, it's her favorite thing.
Well, she's friends with a bunch of people in the FBI, and her dad's friend is a judge who's a personal family friend. So she can get things. When you're getting served, Jim, which I'm well aware of, she can speed things up with a family friend who's a judge. Which, by the way, remember when she was saying all that stuff about me and then literally nothing ever happened?
Yeah, then literally nothing ever
happened.
Because
it's all vapid, baseless nonsense.
Let me see. Because in the meantime, I think he did send me some of the email chains here. Because at one point I listed the email. Hold on, because this is kind of out of order here. Heather Dawn May. Hold on 1 second. I just want to. 9:50, 9:49. Damn, this is quite a back and forth.
I can't believe that that requesting a refund for something you paid money for I can believe. But
it's just
that's what it devolved into because it's these people.
Okay, so he files the Better Business Bureau complaint here, and then do we have a thing coming? Oh. Thank you, Royale. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line? Eric?
Cordoned up?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, I was in the midst of talking about your story here. Fill in any gaps, but basically, you didn't get your full refund. And what, were they not responding back to you about your refund or your order or anything like that?
I mean, you say they, which kind of makes me laugh because it literally is just Heather. I mean, that's it. Like, there is no company, there is no customer service, there is no organization. It's just, hey, talk to Heather and see what can happen. And as you've seen, because I sent you all the emails, it's just a laundry list of back and forth. And like you guys said before, you know, three different incorrect payments. again, not refunds, but payments were made to me, and they finally actually overpaid by like 20 cents
because
couldn't figure out. They couldn't figure out how to PayPal without paying fees. So every time they paid, there was a fee.
That's hilarious.
So they'd be like, "You sent me 173, but I'd only get like 168."
Or do you think he wants to put out a persona of him being a long-time, well-connected rock star?
I wrote a bunch of notes down, but it's such a laundry list of a story. I mean, it's a simple story,
Give us your version.
It's silly.
We want to hear your version, man. Just give us the best version.
I appreciate that. All right. I'll go through it. I mean, my biggest thing is, like, first and foremost, I think we can all say in some way, shape, or form, like, we're fans of Corey. Like, whether, you know, like, we're not here to hate on him. We're here to poke fun, roast, whatever. But, like, at the end of the day, it's not hate. It's not, like, evil. And literally, like, the way that Heather describes it is, like, it's evil.
Yeah, she thinks it's more mean-spirited than it is.
I say it's half and half. I'm like Two-Face. I'm half evil.
Yeah.
I'm like Tommy Lee Jones Two-Face, where I'm like cackling and kicking my legs out and dancing.
I do the thing where sometimes I'm turning and you see the regular side, and I'm like, Stand By Me is an amazing piece of art. And then I turn to the evil side, and I'm like, but that guy's a piece of shit with no lips.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Half my tank top's normal, but the other half is like black and pink.
But
one has sleeves.
Yeah. But I do get what you're saying. I mean, at a certain point, we wouldn't be talking about him as much as we do if there wasn't some sort of, I guess, twisted love, if you will.
We were like Harley Quinn and the Joker.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing. Like, if you watch, like, those roasts of people on Comedy Central, I mean, they just get into some nasty shit. But, like, at the end of the day, it's all love. It's all, you know, whatever. So, I mean, I just wanted to say that first and foremost, because, like, it is hilarious, like, but it's also sad how much, like, Heather kind of, like, tried to make me feel like I was coming after her. Fast forward to the end of the story, I did have to talk to the police last night at 11 p.m.
Wow. She's the ultimate victim.
What's that?
She's the ultimate playing the victim no matter what happens. She learned it from Corey.
Well, totally. And it turned on a dime. I mean, if you look through the emails, it's like, we're kind of going back and forth. I basically told her, I warned her, I'm going to go to the Better Business Bureau. I even tried to, like, get her to confirm what the address is. Because, again, if you go to the website, to kind of back this up a little bit, if you go to the website, it's completely defunct.
What?
It doesn't work. It doesn't work really at all on iPhones. I had to go to my laptop just to make it work. And, like, literally, if you try to PayPal them through, which is the only form of payment they take, they don't take anything else. I'm an independent contractor as a personal trainer, and I take cash, check, credit, PayPal. I mean, goodness, they don't take anything other than PayPal. And if you try to do it on your phone, it doesn't work. It just sends you into a loop that doesn't go anywhere. So I had to go onto my laptop to make it work first and foremost. So I'm glad you guys appreciate my you know, attempt
Watch
to
out.
Do this.
One second, she's going to ask kind of for your address so she can sue you.
But yeah, I mean, the website itself looks like something out of 2003. I mean, the buttons are silly. The structure is ridiculous. It's confusing. It's archaic. It's all over the place. I mean, and lo and behold, Heather takes credit on the website as the website designer.
Yes, he does call her the web mistress.
What if that's the only reason he wasn't selling them? Like, everyone's trying to buy one of these. They just can't get the website to work. They're like, we want it so bad. Our money's burning a hole in our pocket. Give us a Funko Pop.
I'm sure that's true. That's probably true. And, like, I hope that's true because it'd be hilarious. But yeah, I mean, the whole website, like, the since going through this whole process or this whole experience, I can really see that the website itself is just, it's not fraudulent, but it is, like, it's just there to get money. Like, all of the services that are on there are just trying to get money. And that's fine. Like, I'm all about get your money. Like, I'm all for it. But if your only point of contact is a person who at the end of the day claims that she's not even on quote unquote Corey's team, like, what are we doing here? There's no other point of contact. There's no customer service. There's no phone number. There's no address. There's no accountability. It's just totally unorganized at best.
Well, what's great is that, you know, this is what was, excuse me, this is what would happen with, say, like, an up-and-coming podcast, artist, whatever. Say you get, like, a small fan base online.
Yeah.
Someone reaches out and is like, Hey man, I do web stuff. I can design something for you. And you're like, sweet. I don't have a lot of money. I mean, and they're like, oh, do it for the love, whatever. So Corey, like, essentially that's probably what happened from the sound of it. This lady's obsessed with him, has little to no experience, probably just tried to learn stuff to get in with Corey.
Doesn't know how to make a Shopify store in 5 minutes.
And he just coasts off that. Yeah. Like, even and he coasts off just having the goodwill of being known as a celebrity or D-list celebrity, whatever it is, and can't even front a few bucks. So yeah, it's the constant incompetence we've seen with everything, with his movie rollout, with his GoFundMes, as many GoFundMes that he's run in the past.
Yeah.
And then it's all, but then he'll always try to explain it away as the haters fucking it up. It's nothing. It's actually.
There's Corey whining again, huh? It's everybody else's fault.
Well, he's the ultimate troll in every aspect. Just when you think you have him figured out, even his website doesn't work, you're like, this guy's the king troll.
But yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
No. I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, honestly, I've made websites for free on Wix in like 2 seconds that blow this thing out of the water. And can we also just laugh about the fact that he couldn't even get CoreyFeldman.com? It's CoreyFeldman.net. What is it? Seriously, it's like, is this 1997? Like, it's terrible. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he had to pay $100. So, like, sorry, go ahead.
What was that?
Oh, I was saying he would have had to pay $100.
Yeah, he ain't doing that.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
no way.
Gosh, we can't do that. Yeah, so, like, I'm just looking through my notes here. Let's see. So, yeah, again, like Heather, like, I actually reached out to the info@CoreyFeldman.net, which is the main email address, and she responded through that. I didn't like, email Heather. I want that to be known, too, because by the end of this whole story, she's like, you're attacking me, you're, you know, trolling me, you're threatening me. And I'm like, I'm just responding to whoever's responding. Like, if Corey had responded, cool. If, like, his random lawyer had responded, I don't care. Like, whatever. And then like halfway through the whole experience, she ends up emailing me from a different, her personal email. And I actually, when I reported this to the Better Business Bureau, I confirmed with her. I was like, hey, I'm just warning you. I'm going to report this. Is this the right email address? Is this the right address? The only address I can find, this is a funny part too. The only address you can find was on some of the PayPal payments, not all of them, but like at the bottom of the PayPal payment. I know. I don't even know how that works. I'm like, why is it only on like two of the payments, not all three, but whatever. Or I think it ended up being four payments because she literally had to pay like 30 cents at the end because I wouldn't let it go. So I said, like, you know, I actually looked into what this address is. And if you guys, you know, want to kick, you should look it up because it's, the business is called Down to Earth Business Management.
And is it a two? In, down California. Two, the number two?
What's that?
Is it down to earth, like the number two?
Angelic to the core. Yeah. No, which I had to laugh every time I got a PayPal payment. It said angelic to the core with the two. I'm like, no, it's just down to earth business management. I can even send you the website if you can't find it, but like it's, I'm pretty sure according to Google Maps, it's like a stash house. Like it's a tax shelter.
Whoa.
Basically is what it is. Oh yeah. No, like look at the Google Earth picture. It's just some crappy house on a corner. Now, I understand that like businesses can exist in houses. I live in Portland, Oregon. Like we have a lot of those, but like, it just looks like a total sham. And the website is even worse than Corey's website. Like the website has like all caps, like they offer quote unquote tax, you know, services, but it just looks like someone just kind of typed a bunch of stuff up, like not even paying attention to what they're typing. Just so in case like the cops, you know, the feds look at it.
Like those placeholder websites on like a site that technically hasn't been bought yet. And it's like selling you like vitamins or something because like no one owns it yet.
Yeah, it's down to earth business. Exactly,
yeah. Yeah. And they're ready to move at any point. So I just thought that was funny. But yeah, I mean, like, so again, I gave her the option of like, can you correct me? Like, again, throughout the entire thing, I constantly said, if there's somebody else I should be messaging, please let me know. I'm not trying to, I even said several times in the emails, I feel bad. I'm not trying to like put this on you and anything like that. And also just to kind of broaden this out a little bit, I never once said I am representing Jim and them. I'm not associated with them. I did kind of play dumb, but mostly just because I just wanted to keep it to business. Like sure. I asked for a service, you guys refused, which is legal, which is fine, but give me my money back in a timely manner and we'll move on. And that's where this whole thing just kind of like snowballed into this chaos. And in one of the last emails to me, yeah, there you go. Yeah. In one of the last emails, Heather like just lambasts me, just like lean, just goes into me just about like, you are, she literally calls me Eric, AKA Jim and them. Like,
Jesus Christ.
I'm honored, but like, it's like, it's hilarious.
I do see what she was emailing you your own information to you, right? Like just, I guess, trying to intimidate you.
She did that to me as well. Totally, she tried to like find.
Oh, really?
She was like, is this where you live, Mike? And it's like, it was wrong. Didn't have an apartment number. It was the wrong zip code and stuff. But she was like trying to obviously dox me. Without not in a nefarious way, but like to try, like Jim said, to try and intimidate me, like, look, you can't hide behind the internet as if that's what I was doing. Yeah. But she was just wrong about all of it.
Yeah. Let me read her message here. She's like, I'm going to file against you and show all our emails. Filing a false report is illegal. Too bad you had to file a false report because I'll make you pay for the lawsuit. I plan to file against you. Use my personal email and name that is not connected to Corey's business. First of all, it is. It's on. When you go on CoreyFeldman.net, she's listed as the web mistress or webmaster or whatever.
Emailed him.
Yeah, and it's her name, and her email is just her name, like at Gmail or some bullshit.
And you know her gotcha moment? That's why she switched to the other emails. Like, ha-ha, now I'm on my personal email. I guess you're threatening me at 1234 Fake Street.
That is a false report. You received your money back after trying to harass us. I will file against you. You can't file a scam when you got all your money refunded. You worried about 31 cents? I'm going to seek extreme damages and file for harassment, defamation, and slander.
Can you imagine this chick getting the wrong coffee in the morning and you are the poor bastard in the window that handed it to her? That would be a nightmare.
You want attention? I'll give it to you and file for damages. You listed my personal email that has no association with Corey. You had no right to file anything. See, now this is personal, and I'll file charges against you. Now you were refunded for your purchase after you were trying to scam us, harass us, and slander us. You have 24 hours to remove this false report, or I'm calling your attorney general and your local police department and filing a police report against you, and I'll personally file against you myself. I can assure you the damages I will seek will be much more than a purchase you were refunded completely. I am furious, and you lied. I'll be calling your police department tomorrow to file charges against you. I'll be seeking extreme damages. You lost nothing, and I have all receipts you were refunded. I'll be filing a better business report against you and all you have done.
Now I'm putting your business out of business.
She talks like an AI. She talks like someone wrote into an AI, like, be an angry customer.
Signed, very upset. Heather.
Wait, really?
It says, very upset, Heather.
Oh, dude, an accurate salutation? You love to see it.
Signed, Angie. It'd be great if every police department across the globe, like, oh, great, Heather Don May's calling again about a scam. They don't even have to talk to each other about it. They all know.
I swear to you, when I got this phone call from this police officer, he laughed like that was true. I swear to you. Like he's giggling, but like he knows he has to be like professional. And he was about to ask me a couple of questions, like, hey, I just need to get your side of the story. And I was like, if you don't mind, I'll just tell you my side before you even ask the questions. And so I kind of gave him my spiel. And I mean, the whole time he's like, he even gave me his like 2 cents. He's like, dude, I totally get it. Like, I've had issues with businesses like this, like what's on the internet. It's really sketchy. It's inconsistent. It's unprofessional. You know, by the end of it, he's like, listen, I mean, again, he's kind of giggling the whole time. He's like, just stop emailing her email, which again is not my fault. She reached out to me, but I got what he was saying. So actually, right after the call, just to spite them, I actually did email them both a copy of the Better Business Bureau complaint, and I went online last night at like midnight to my attorney general. I beat her to the punch. And so, and I forwarded all that to the info@CoreyFeldman.net, which is the general email. And I know it goes right to her anyway, which is because it's the first email I emailed in the first place. So I know she's still seeing it. So it's so funny, but I felt so, I literally had to apologize. I mean, here I am in my living room, 11 o'clock on a Thursday, and I'm having to apologize to this police officer. They actually called me earlier in the night too, which I never answer my phone because it's all scams. It's all, you know, spam. Mm-hmm. And I saw that somebody from the same number had called me twice. And I was like, oh, that's weird. It's a Portland number. I was like, ah, that's probably spammer. And they called later on. And I was like, okay, if I don't answer this right now, I think someone's going to come knock on my door. So I'm like, I'm going to answer this. And it was the police. And I mean, again, in the emails, it's all out there. And like, I have nothing to hide. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm emailing her from my personal email. It's not like I'm using a burner account or
something. Yeah, well,
like,
well,
if I was,
she
you know
thinks
I mean?
You are because if she thinks really you're like, us. She thinks you're us hiding behind a fake human that wanted to buy something.
I guess that's kind of true. You're right. You're
but
right.
But if but you like, can't I just mean, concern yourself with her insane thoughts that we are so out right. to get her that the only person in the world that would possibly want to buy something is us secretly trying well, to take her down.
You know, right. She's right in a way because I consider all our fans the fourth mic. Right, guys?
Very true.
Nice, nice.
Well, it's funny.
Well, that's what's funny, too.
Well, I was just going to say, just to pick up on the email chain, because you were like, you respond, you're like, yeah. I'm going to assure you I didn't lie on my report to the Better Business Bureau. I did report that I was giving money from, quote, angelic to the core. I forwarded the email to you to keep you in the loop, not to do anything else. I did choose to report it as fraud because that's how I feel. If the Better Business Bureau determines it to be more appropriate as a complaint, they'll let me know and change the categorization of the charge. And you said, just to save the suspense, I won't be retracting my complaint against Corey's, quote, business. So feel free to move forward with any actions you have at your discretion.
Yeah, and then you show them the screenshot of, like, you reaching out to the attorney general. They're, like, at their place, like, fuck, shit, someone actually went through with it.
And then she's like, you should have not filed at all, period. Angelic to the core was not mentioned. You used my email address, and now I'll file against you as a fraud. You are also guilty of fraud. According to your order.
She talks like someone doing a Trump impression.
Yeah, 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 it sounds like an Africa guy learning English.
Yeah. You, according to the order, you are the one streaming Corey's film illegally. Okay, so yeah, she thinks you're us.
She 100%. Yeah. She saw the word Jim in them and just assumed.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, she says
it's
more.
It's you guys.
Corey has a right not to sell to you. Since you are Jim in them, you will be the one I will use to file the FBI report listing all your information for illegal privacy of Corey's film. You now have an issue with me personally, and you are a scammer, fraudster, and I will file for the max civil charges against you.
Wait. Eric, you called into us and you're a fraudster? Maybe we shouldn't have answered the phone.
Well, I always consider for legal purposes, Eric is Jim and them. So we're going to call in some bomb threats later.
You are to remove my email address or I will hold you personally liable. Eric, a.k.a. Jim and them, we will file with the FBI and list your name and hold you personally liable for the illegal streaming since you say you are Jim and them.
Jesus Christ.
You received your money back. No fraud happened. I will file against you. I'm also calling your attorney general to file a complaint. If you contact me again, I'll press charges. Is it illegal for you to contact me again after I told you not to? And you can be arrested. Ask the police officer. You might better cease now. Do not contact me again.
Dude,
reference
I wish
I'll be filing against
you. Might better cease now.
Dude, I wish to God that I was capable of writing something like that on purpose.
Yes,
because it's so perfect. You can't like it's so hard to put yourself in the mindset of someone like that unless you are that person. But God, I wish I could write like that.
Well, you got to crunch down a fistful of pills and then start listening to Corey.
Yeah. Well, you know what's great, though? Well, because Max in the Twitch chat's like, I too shall call myself Jim and them.
Spartacus.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like Spartacus. It's like, Jim and them, please stand up. It's like, I am Jim and them. I am Jim and them.
I am a fraudster. Nice. I am a fraudster.
I'm three people.
I am a fraudster.
No, I'm three people.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, to me, it's the same logic. If I just ask, like, hey, I'm a huge Disney nerd or whatever. Like, if I ask Corey to sign it over to Mickey Mouse and they were like, what are you, like, Walt Disney? I mean, it's the
or
same
even
logic.
Just like your sister. Say your sister loves Corey and you go, can you make it out to to Ashley instead of Eric? And they're like, wait, what? Who are you?
Are you
using a fake email? You are Ashley. Are you not?
Now you said you are.
It is illegal to not be Ashley. Are you Ashley?
the summer in the chat. Damn it, Fell Dog Bureau of Investigation.
Then you just responded. So, you just said like, okay, well, what emails should I be contacting? I've asked you this several times, but you've never given me a contact, and your contact is literally listed on Corey's website. I've been communicating with you. I apologize for any inconvenience. Please let me know if there's a different email that I should be contacting if I need to file a new claim. And she's just like, I'm calling the police.
How are you contacting me? Who is this? Get out of my house.
I told you not to contact me again. My email address is not listed on Corey's website. Now I'm filing that to have you arrested. Do not contact me again. Calling the file charges against
you. Oh, my God.
I just hear the fucking cyber police guy voice on there. I'm calling the cyber police.
Backtrace you.
Because we backtraced it. I was, while you were talking, though, too, I also was looking up to see how much CoreyFeldman.com would be, just to have go to Jim and them. But it does say it's like, you have to hire a broker. So whoever it is is probably like, I'm going to charge a ton.
If you're smart, you do a modern website and you do CoreyFeld.man.
Ooh,
that's the move.
Yeah.
Oh, did she have to change
her email? Or Feldog or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I guess it is. Yeah. She is on his website, but it's listed now as info@CoreyFeldman.net.
Damn, I guess you're going to jail.
That's new. So that's new. I'm pretty sure that's new. First of all, it doesn't matter because I initially emailed info@Corey and she decided to respond to me at some point during... Okay, so that's not my fault. But
it
I'm
probably
pretty
goes
sure
to her.
When I first... What's that?
It probably goes to her because that's what's listed under her name anyway. You know it probably just forwards to her.
I bet she swapped from computer to phone because when I, like, all my emails go to my iPhone. Like, I have like four email accounts.
They
all funnel, but if I reply from my phone, no matter which one, it replies from my default one. So I wouldn't be shocked if she just, it's so stupid that she didn't know what was going on and then all of a sudden noticed and was like, what? When did this happen? Leave me alone.
Well, unfortunately, Eric, it sounds like you're boned and you're going to jail.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
I know, right?
We'll visit you.
Two things. One, I'm pretty sure at some point her email was listed on there, and I think at some point since she is in charge of the website, I think she adjusted it and deleted it.
100%.
And then two, this legal representative or legal representation that was just on there, I don't think that was on there, like, when I first ordered. I'm pretty sure in my first email to you guys, I said, hey, there's only three emails. It's Corey, which that's going to go nowhere.
Yeah.
There's a booking agent, and then there's Heather.
Yeah.
I don't think that legal person was on there, so I'm pretty sure that was, like, added at some point to, like, probably intimidate or, you know, hey, we have legal representation or whatever
even,
it is.
Well, but it's also the same fake email.
It's 1900 Avenue of the Stars, and it's Anita Rivas in all caps. Yeah.
And the email is the same as the other place's emails.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine being in charge of this website and choosing that picture on purpose. Like, you have all the control in the world, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to use this one. I'm going to look like Tara Reid at like 3 a.m.
I'm going to upload a photo of my dog for me.
That's so crazy.
So outside of that, then, would the police, they just said, don't email her, just like, hey, do us a favor, like, just basically trying to shut her up for the most part?
Yeah, so, like, talking about the police call itself, that's exactly what he said. He's like, listen, just stop, because he's like, these don't usually go anywhere, but the only way it can go somewhere is if you continue to, like, quote unquote harass her. The thing that, like, kind of, like, hurt my feelings, and, like, I hope Heather hears this, because, like, it actually hurt my feelings, was that, like, she felt through our interaction, and again, you guys have access to it, you've read a lot of it on air, like, that she felt threatened, she felt intimidated. I know she's, like, acting, but, like, it just really hurt my feelings as, like, somebody who just, like, literally at the end of the day, all I wanted was a Funko Pop, a signature, and to send it to you guys, and it just turned into this, I'm harassing someone who, I mean, the police officer kept saying, like, she's a sweet girl in Mississippi. I'm like, what? I don't care. But, like, he just kept reiterating she's obviously, like, a nice girl. I'm like, you don't know that, neither do I, but whatever.
Well,
like, she obviously convinced him, you know?
But here's the thing. Sydney Prescott's not afraid of Ghostface. She's afraid of the man in the Ghostface costume.
Yeah.
She's not afraid of you, Ghostface. She's afraid of Jim and them, the man inside the Ghostface costume.
Mm-hmm.
That's accurate.
Well, it's so funny, though, because that's just the cop hearing just... Because she just sounds like an old Southern lady. So you're like, ah. Little does he know that she's just I mean, he should know she's a wacko if she's calling the police, but
How she complains to YouTube, so we know she talks like that to everybody.
But I'm sure, like, to him, it just sounds... Like, if you just heard that face value, you would just be like, oh, some poor woman online doesn't know her way around the internet, and she's being harassed by someone who's tech savvy, you know what I mean? When meanwhile, like, she's inserted herself in this situation, claims to be a web developer, and can't handle anything, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, she's clearly Corey's hired goon. He's like, put the screws to him. And he gets Heather Don May on action. I guess that works, like, 90% of the time.
And that's the funny thing about the whole interaction is, like, she just kept saying, email Corey's team or I forward this on to Corey's team as if, one, I was doing something wrong or inappropriate or incorrect by emailing her, and then two, as if there is a Corey's team.
Yeah, no, there's not.
Corey's team.
She is Corey's
right.
team.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the yeah. pirate cowboy bass player. Maybe that's who she's going to she's gonna forward it to him.
So that's actually one of the reasons why I listed this as a fraud. And she just kept reiterating an incorrect fact, which is because I got my money back, it's not fraud. And that's completely incorrect. Like, you can get your money back and it can still be fraud. And
yeah.
and I listed it as that. And the Better Business Bureau, like I said, has the option to recategorize it. They did not. In fact, today it was confirmed. I got an email.
Yeah, baby.
That confirmed it. Yeah, it's like literally you can go on and go out and search Better Business Bureau, Oregon, scam Funko, and it's the first one on there.
If you Google fraudster, it's just a picture of your Better Business Bureau complaint.
Yeah, it's a picture of you taking off your face and it's us behind the mask.
Fraudsters! Fraudsters!
The man behind the mask.
Nice.
Thank you. All right, I feel like you're not familiar with the song.
Going back to Jason Liz, I like it.
Oh, okay.
No, it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, I wish my life was that interesting. It's not. I'm just a simple dude, like sitting in his apartment with his two cats, watching Jim and them being like, oh, this would be fun. And you guys are totally right. Like I flew way too close to the sun by even saying Jim and them.
Yeah, you're like Icarus.
We didn't mean to like make it seem like you're an idiot. It was just more like, the red flag alert. That's going to make her flip out.
Make your life hell.
And also, but I'm glad this is happening because, like, I mean, I've gotten emails. I was going to talk to this girl, Susie, because she's also dealt with stuff like with Heather Don May, like calling the police on her. And I think trying to call like Child Protective Services on
That's
her and
crazy.
Stuff like that. And
Jesus.
Like, this is things that have happened. I mean, I know when you get into like the real Wolfpack really hates Corey though too.
Yeah.
But that, of course, we're also the Wolfpack. Just like we're Jim and them. But the reason why she talks this way is because she is used to just try like, weirdly enough, she's the bully. Like,
yes.
I know people would look at this and be like,
yeah.
oh, Jim and them are bullying an old lady. But she does this to people on Twitter or through email or online because, like, she gets co-signed by Corey. And she can hide behind the fact of being like, I'm just a lady.
Well, that's what I mentioned when she went after me on Twitter. Is that she's so used to, like, anyone the people pop up are, like, genuinely going for the jugular of Corey, like the apparent
right.
wolf pack types, that when we show up and we're just like goofing and I'm like, that guitar solo sucks, she's like, ah, like she
yeah.
she overreacts so quickly because that's what she thinks she needs to do. And in all these situations now, our name elicits that reaction, even though it's like so far from what is required that it's not even like close.
Yeah, she's we adopt her. We think she's a child, but it's a full grown lady, and it's impossible to get rid of her.
She's living in the walls.
Yeah.
I think it does help the fact that like I'm naive in this. I mean, like I only discovered you guys from like six months ago maybe, and like so I'm totally naive, and I'm 42 years old. I'm not a tech person. I literally use my own email throughout this whole thing. I'm not like trying to hide anything. So like I think my naivete like actually kind of helped in this whole situation because I just took everything she said at face value. I mean, I can see a narcissist psycho like when I meet one, so I knew what I was up against. But like at the same time, it's like I'm not going to allow myself to get pushed into a corner. She just kept wanting me to like freak out on her
yeah.
and be like, oh yeah, watch this.
Well, she kept escalating, expect you to match her energy, and you didn't.
Yeah.
And so she was like, well, let me take it up a notch. It's kind of like not quite poking the bear, but like whether she knew it or not, I think she kept like expecting you to engage at the same like intensity that she was.
Yeah, it really
definitely.
Is, sounded some cordless air horns in there.
Yeah, the Hornetron was blaring.
Bam, bam, bam. Yeah,
another sale.
The last thing I wanted to say about this whole thing is, and I really appreciate you guys having me on, is this whole thing was so unavoidable, right? I mean, like literally, if they just sent me an email from anyone, it could have been from her, from Corey, from his quote-unquote team, if they just said, hey, we don't appreciate this order. Is there another name you want to put on there? Oh, I keep forgetting to say this too. If you go on and ask for a signature, there's up to 500 characters available.
Oh man, it all costs the same.
On a Funko Pop, like it's not a thing. You can't do that.
Well, she just took where it says enter text and she dragged it over on the WordPress and dropped it and then moved on.
Well, I was going to get my favorite Psalm on my Funko Pop.
So. I know, seriously. Seriously, like you could put a whole poem on there. It's insane. So, yeah, I mean, like, it's just, they could have just easily emailed me back. Hey, we're not going to do that. Give us another name. And, you know, of course, I'm sure there's people with celebrities who like say something inappropriate or like a swear word or like, yeah, we're not going to sign that. Right. It's like, you could have easily just replied back, said, and I would have said like, you know what, just make it out to Eric and I'll send it on to you guys. Like literally as I pressed the purchase button, I was like, oh, I probably should have had it like signed to me and then have you guys sign it, Jim and them, which would have made more sense.
Yeah.
But I was like, screw it. It'll be fine, right?
It's so funny.
Like, it would be funny if he wrote Jim and them, though. Like, I get
you want to know that his fingers did that.
I do appreciate you put it there because, it would be even funnier if he wrote to Jim and them and then signed Corey Feldman.
Well, the great thing now is she's so retarded that you can simply just like, buy it again and be like,
I was going to say, ask for Jim.
Yeah, okay. I'm just a different person.
Okay. Seriously, I'm not kidding you. I wish I had like just like $5,000 on hand because I want to reach out to all my friends and just be like, put the pressure on these people, like make them do more stupid shit. Like make them refuse like 100 orders, right? Or, you know, it'd be so awesome.
Maybe I should just sign them.
Get one Funko Pop that says Jim, one that says and one that says them.
This one has all the lyrics to What's My Age Again by Blink-182 on it. I'm running out of box space, Heather.
Oh my gosh, seriously. I mean, it's so funny, but like I actually almost at one point, just to squash this whole thing, I almost wanted to just reply back to her and say, you know what? I actually supposed to say Jim and Theo.
That was a typo. What are you talking about?
It was a typo. And yeah, they like immediately totally make it. Her look like super stupid.
But I mean, her only fault in this is being like that cop that goes rogue on there. He sees the murderer. He's a diplomat or something. They're like, you can't touch him. She's like, it's Jim and them right there. I'm getting them. And they're like, you're out of order on there. So she did the right thing. She just did it the wrong way.
Badge and gun, Heather. Yeah. I'm gonna get him. Jim and them killed my family.
Everyone in Corey's team does get a gun though.
Well, again, like both things can be true, and this is like something I wrote down. I was like, you can have two thoughts at the same time. Like, you can reject my order and say, no, we're not going to find a gym in them, but like still like fulfill the order.
Yeah, you cannot be a maniac, I mean,
right?
Like, but then he can't send it without being personalized because that's like an extra $80 that he's losing out on. You know what I mean? Because he charges extra. He's like, this must be a trick to try to get it not personalized.
He'd rather lose $11 in fees for four different incorrect PayPal messages as opposed to losing $80 in shipping from the personalization.
That's just good business.
Well, what's cracking it too is that the first payment that she sent to me was $173 something or other. That even that's not correct. And she sent it back to me as if like, hey, here's your receipt. I'm like, well, it doesn't matter because I paid $180 and gave her all sorts of evidence that I paid $180 for this. And to be fair or to be transparent, I'm still in the hole to PayPal for the whole $180 because I selected the four payments of $45 for the eligible credit. Oh, yeah. So like I'm still beholden to them. So now I have to like, I'm inconvenienced because I have to like make sure that my budgeting is like on point to like not forget like the $45, you know,
well,
whatever.
Technically,
like, it's a little thing, but like,
can't you tell them that it was refunded and maybe they'll just stop collecting them?
No, like, because to them it wasn't refunded because Corey's so stupid or she's
because
dumb.
They were separate. Right.
Literally,
payments, right.
You sign into PayPal, you can click on an order and just click refund. There's a button to
exactly,
do. It's
exactly.
So much easier. Well,
Jimmy, you lost.
First of all,
Jimmy, you're gonna have to slow down.
That would entail having your account set up as a business, not a personal account on there. These are all payments.
Right. It is a person. I guarantee it's a personal account. I guarantee you.
Yeah, and it goes to Heather Dawn May, if that is her real name. I think she might be Jim in them. Take your mask off, Heather. We know who you are.
We know you're us.
We all take our
mask. Everyone is Jim in them. Everyone is Jim.
It's all of us.
I mean, the ultimate goal of this, if this did turn into, like, because Corey, at one point in time when he was on the news talking about hackers, he would talk about the Wolfpack all the time.
Yeah.
If he mentioned Jim and them one time, oh my god.
Dude, well, and you know,
I would ascend into the sky.
Yeah, it's the end of the whale.
I would fall backwards and explode into butterflies. Dude, it'd be insane.
Yeah.
But you know that's not super unreasonable, because the way he talks about that stuff is like, there's all sorts of people that are after me. And then he always names a couple like weirdly specific but completely vague examples, and we're gonna be one of them.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, we've done the cameos in the past. He's mentioned us, but now it's definitely at a point where, oh, those are the fucking guys that talk shit all the time and whatever. But
yeah,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, no. And she even says in one of her emails, even though she doesn't quote unquote work for Corey, that it's one of her clients. She's like, you've poked fun at one of my clients. And so she obviously is associated with them, but then by the end of it, like, acts like she's not associated. And just to be totally transparent, I absolutely did take her up on her suggestion to DM Corey. Like, I don't DM people, but like, I don't use social media, but I do have an Instagram. So I was like, okay, I'll DM him. Like, I know it's not going to go anywhere. I'll even send you a screenshot of the DM. It's very straightforward. It's all the same stuff that I sent Heather. And it's just like, hey, like, here's what's going on. Of course he didn't respond. And that's the issue with, like, and this is another reason going back to the whole fraud thing. The issue with these kind of celebrity websites is that it's a vacuum for money and it's a void of accountability and responsibility.
Yeah.
And that's, this whole thing is just that exact, you know, example. It's a silly little stupid thing for $180, but it's the principle of it. And if this happens to like 1,000 people, also, I have to say at one point, and again, this is actually evident in her emails, she encourages me to like forget about, you know, oh, I think you read it earlier, Jim, like, oh, you know, you're going to squabble over 30 cents. Like, that's my 30 cents. You don't get to decide what I do with 30 cents. Well, right?
Not to assume too hard, but I guarantee if she was out 30 cents, she wouldn't just be like, you know what? Let's let bygones be bygones and call it even.
Well, that literally be like, you go return like a computer at the store and they're like, oh, what? You got a couple bucks less back? What, are you going to be upset about it?
Yeah.
It's like, hit the bricks. Yeah.
Exactly.
Real quick, Fancy Mortimer with a super chat. I turned him off for a second just because we have a caller on that can't hear him.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. Fancy Mortimer, thank you for the super chat. Threaded eyebrows, shredded dignity.
Yeah, baby.
But yeah, I mean, it is just, it's so easy. It's so simple, though. Like, it'd be one thing to goof on and be like, ah, Corey's so dumb. Like, he has to, he's personally handling his Funko shipment. But that wouldn't be so bad if he had any competence at all, because it would be kind of like undignified, I guess, of an actor to have to do that, but also be so easy to do.
Yeah.
But he can't even handle a simple thing like, again, going into PayPal, canceling an order, hitting refund. Like, I don't even think you need a business account to do that, because technically, if you got like an eBay sale, you could do the same thing. Unless, maybe their payments are coming in friends and family, so they don't have to pay the PayPal fee or something.
But there's that awful middleman of being retarded. And that just makes everything more complicated,
Jim.
You're completely discounting that from the math.
Well, at one point, Heather says she's not responsible for PayPal's fees, as if it's all of a sudden my problem.
Yeah,
like, that's not how business works. Yeah, like, that's on you. If you guys have to pay an extra $10 to get me my money back, which they don't because they're just stupid, but if they did, like, just then you pay that, not me. Like, that's not a thing.
Yeah. Well, and Jack brings up a good point in the chat. Corey did drive his own tour bus. Why is he handling this?
Oh, man. What a great turn of events that happened with this Funko Pop sale.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk it?
I think at this point, I don't think we're a part of the Wolf Pack. A Wolf Pack is a part of Jim and them.
I mean,
Wolf Pack the fourth rank.
Oh, hell yeah, baby.
Spit a few bars, Eric.
Yeah. But yeah, no, thank you for the call, Eric. Thank you for I'm sorry you had to deal with police calling you, but thank you for the story, because it's unreal, but also completely, I'm not surprised at all that this is the turn of events on how it would play out.
Well, I have an idea, Jim. We have Eric's address, right?
Yeah, we do.
I looked up on Amazon, and the cheapest Funko Pop I can find is a Michael Jordan Funko Pop.
Well, no, we should
for $8. We could buy that, sign that, and send it to him.
No, you just got to get the Steve from Stranger Things one. That's the actual mold they use for Corey's.
Let's see if I can find that.
Okay. And then we just Sharpie on a strand of hair.
Take duct tape and put it over Steve's name and just write Corey.
Yeah, let me find a picture of it. Let me see if we can pull them both up. Let me see.
Because a couple years ago, I made Funko Pops of all of us. Jeff was Sam Winchester. Uh-huh. I was Hawkeye from the Avengers. Jim, you were John Cena.
Yes, yeah, I have those.
And Jake was Captain Riker from Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Because look, this Instagram even shows that like them. This is the Steve.
Yeah, it's like the Steve.
The
head.
Arms a little different, and they add the dumb glitter.
Separate them from head. Like it's like head with eyebrows. Hair and body are all different.
Okay, so we have a Michael Jackson body, and we put the Steve head on there.
Perfect. And there you go. You have your own Corey Feldman pop for less than $150 or whatever it is.
All right, so just send us three different payments, and we'll get right on this.
As long as they add up to roughly within 30 cents of what it should cost, we'll get you taken care of, Eric.
So if you look at their website, too, there's so many versions of the Funko Pop you're showing right now. Like, it's insane.
It's absurd.
Like, you can scroll forever.
We get one of each.
He has a million versions and then a million versions of how to purchase those. It's crazy. The fucking storage unit he must have full of these things, it must just be draining him, dude.
Well, I found a picture earlier because I made it for the... let me find it real quick. I used it for the cover art for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it is just him standing in front of a bunch of boxes.
I think we've seen a video once where he was like live streaming and he was like in a house, or it wasn't a studio. It wasn't where we'd seen him before. And at one point in time, he opens a door and we saw the fabled joke room full of Funko Pops.
Because you know it's full of Funko Pops, and it's also full of box sets.
Oh, God.
I like his glasses.
Yeah, he's always wearing the lady glasses.
Good Lord.
He looks like Audrey Hepburn.
I'm still determined to get a Funko Pop. I'll just either get a plain one and you guys can sign it, or I don't know. I mean, part of me just wants to keep going with this and like do Wolfpack.
No, you kind of got it. You got to keep going.
I know.
You do. You gotta stay on him. Don't let up. Put your foot on his neck.
Okay. I was actually gonna say that earlier. Like, the biggest thing with these kind of like, and again, they're not calling grandmas and asking for social security numbers and that kind of fraud or scam, but like these kind of things they do. They hide in the shadows where it's like, oh, a couple bucks here. Oh, whoops, we forgot to do your order, right? And all of a sudden they're like amassing like thousands of dollars over time. And it's like, dude, like that's not cool. And so like, I think you're totally right. I actually am kind of on that same wavelength where it's like, this needs to like continue to get shown in the light. And like people like Heather, I either feel really bad for her or I don't feel anything at all, because she's either being a total puppet for Corey, who's getting away scot-free, not having to deal with any of this shit, or she's just a part of it. And either way, like, it needs to be exposed
because
this is ridiculous, you know?
Well, and it's troubling too, because no one would ever buy any of this stuff. So no one's ever been through what you just went through ever. And so it took you actually wanting to purchase some of this garbage to bring it to life.
He does have some dumbass stands out there, though, and they'll just eat shit, though. Yeah. They'll go and buy stuff and things will get fucked up. They won't get it, or they'll get it months later. Well,
then he'll yell at them on Twitter when they ask him simple questions about it.
Yeah, they'll just let it go. They'll just eat shit. Corey Feldman shit.
Right.
Yeah. eat and shit, like, dying shit.
Hey guys, eat my shit.
Hey guys, you like shit? There's more shit.
Well, I've got so much of it. Welcome home. I'm Corey.
Well, and someone in the chat earlier said, wait, did Corey buy all his Funko Pops? Yes.
He bought
He bought a million Funko Pops.
Anyone who wants to can spend money to make their own Funko Pops. Like, and not like, they technically they have it so you can like make one of yourself, but they allow you to commercially purchase and create And that's why it uses like existing pieces. So similar to when I had some repainted that looked enough like ours, you just pick the pieces like you're making a Lego minifig.
He's a step above, like you can go to the Funko store in LA or whatever, or even you can go online and customize your own.
Yeah.
He's a step above that. Like I'll give him a little credit. Like, because people are like, well, he knows the owner of Funko. And I'm sure he does. But yeah, you know, it's not like Funko's not distributing this.
Well, I looked into the commercial ones as well. And the way you put them together is a whole lot like how you just
I'm just saying it's still a step above that. Like, but it's not the same as Funko will usually pay someone for their license or likeness or whatever.
There's zero licensing and
they'll
and
sell
release.
It and they're just cutting checks. No, Corey had to put in these orders to buy a bunch.
Yeah.
And then he has to, and that's why he sells them on his own for so much more money. Because he probably did put up a little bit, but he's hoping that he's going to rip everyone off and make a bunch of money.
I was almost going to say, this is the one thing he's not ripping anyone off. He just took a huge loss. So this is the only way he can make a profit is to make up $80 each. He spent $60 each on them.
well, and to be fair, I did look on extensively on like eBay to see if there's any. I didn't want to have to pay him directly or get a new one. I didn't care. But I looked on eBay for a Funko. Of Corey, and the only ones that are on there after like I would say a good like 20 minutes of scrolling, so if somebody can find it, great, but if not, like I, the only ones are like from Lost Boys, Stand By Me,
like real ones,
of his character,
some of those are probably out of print or something too, and they're probably marked up anyways. Right.
Well, you know what he probably did, you know how when you like buy things in bulk, like you're making t-shirts or pins or something,
sure,
it tells you the price per item if you buy that many items. And so like it doesn't initially tell you like, oh, you're paying $500. It tells you like 10 shirts is 35,
but minimum order of 500 or 1,000,
but 5,000 shirts is 11. He probably was like, whoa, I can buy 5,000 Funko Pops for $37?
I was just going to say, the way you do this is you're like, okay, I've never done this before. Yeah. Let's start with 100. I could sell 100. Yeah, he would easily sell 100 of these retard army.
So all he did, he just looked at that like price per item, thought it was the whole price, and he's like, oh no, what have I done?
Because, dude, remember the package deal? I mean, we went over all these prices back in the day, but like, if you want the original plus the glitter signed but not personalized, $460 for two pops. God. And that doesn't even include his exorbitant shipping.
The $90 shipping.
But
Like who does $25 shipping in these days? I mean, like it's insane for a freaking plastic little doll.
Does he still have Dan Stevens on there or whatever?
You know what it is? And it is just because I ran into this. So we sold, we made some custom skateboards, like 3-4 years ago?
Yeah,
sold them. And the hardest thing to figure out was how to get a set shipping price on them because of the way that, like, if you're not a business talking to, like, a contact at the post office, often it's like, oh, you do the thing where you get the, like, the box that's, like, anything that can fit in this box is this price if it's over this weight or this price if it's under that weight. And you can just go, cool. I know how much it weighs. It's in this box. I know how much that'll cost. That's the easiest possible way to do that. So what he probably did was just go, I have these boxes that will fit my Funko Pop. They always cost this much in shipping. I have to drive there, and it's going to take my time, so I guess I'll just call it this amount. And didn't think anything about it beyond that, and that's why these shipping prices are so fucking crazy. Because it is just some dope trying to figure it out himself.
Well, he got one house to put his Funko Pops in, one house to put his prepaid boxes in on there, and then he's like, oh no, I'm out $1 million.
Well, but it's also greed. This is like what people do on eBay. They'll list something low, but then you look at the shipping's like $80 because they're actually trying to sneak a little bit more of the profit into the shipping and handling.
They want to show up lower on the list of like items per price, but that's only because it doesn't factor the shipping in.
Yeah. But there you go.
Yeah.
Just a piece of shit.
The last thing, the last thing too that like I said on my Better Business Bureau complaint was, and I truly believe this, I don't think if I ever reached out to them that I would have ever heard anything.
Oh, I guarantee you're right.
Yeah.
That money was spent on more Funko Pops.
Right, exactly. It's, and like that to me is like the core of a basic fraud, which is like we just hope. I used to work for a gym. I won't say their name, but it's a corporate gym. And they basically run their business model hoping that people forget that they pay their $9.95 a month.
Yeah, that's how a lot of subscriptions work, is they hope that you don't take what they're giving you, and that means that they're coming up with more money. It's just it's a business model with subscription-based services.
Well, and the chat's wondering where where do the plastic ears go? There's another house for the plastic ears.
Yeah, he must have burnt all up.
He definitely did not. No one that ever saw that email, assuming there was more than just Heather, ever planned on contacting you. Whether they had made the decision that it was because Jim and Them's name was on it or not, because much like my like contact with her, it felt like it slowly dawned on her what was going on, but like no one buys these, so wherever that email goes, no one checks. So the only reason they even checked to see there was a thing is because you contacted them going, hey, where's my thing? And then after they went and checked, they realized, wait a second, I see a name on there that I recognize, and their tone changed. I really, truly think that's probably what happened.
She's like, oh, great. Corey forgot to fulfill another order. Yeah. Shit, I'm a Jim and Them.
Like, if you had a business with a P.O. box and no one ever bought anything, and you used to check the P.O. box every day, and then every other day, and then once a week, and then once a month, ain't nobody checking the email that the purchases for those Funko Pops go to, because they're happening so like rarely that's why your email was just going to sit there forever not looked at, because why would anyone have ever seen it?
Yeah, well, and Heather actually got a PU box because she stinks.
Whoa! my tie is spinning.
Sorry. I was just using my cordless air horn.
Well, Eric, thank you so much. Thank you for allowing us to take part in this glorious situation that unfolded.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What a great turn of events.
Thank you, guys.
You're the best.
I appreciate your time. Thanks for giving me a platform to share the story. And you guys keep doing what you're doing. You guys kick ass.
Appreciate it, bro.
Thank you, man. Jim, don't forget to
turn. See
you guys. Bye.
I got it. I do want to. We did. It is officially on the Better Business Bureau scam tracker page.
Oh, right now. Shit.
Yeah, this content is based on victim and potential victim accounts. I ordered a Funko Pop from CoreyFeldman.net and paid through PayPal $180. After almost 2 weeks since my purchase, I've heard no updates on the status of my order. Actually, hold on. Let me pull this up in the chat. The website has no specific customer service or even an individual listed as someone to contact concerning issues, so I chose to contact the person with an email available that seemed the most conducive to receiving a response. I asked if there are any updates to my order, any estimation of shipping, etc. I received a response that was vague and reflected a disorganized and inefficient organization.
Yeah, baby!
In a series of emails going back and forth, I was informed that my order wouldn't be honored and, per the verbiage of my contact with the company, wouldn't be welcomed. I asked for more specific reasoning, didn't receive it. However, I was told a refund would be coming. After that, I'd asked several times for my refund and got pushed back to more vague messaging. I finally received payments from the company through PayPal. Mind you, these were not refunds, but rather payments from them to me. The payments had fees associated with them from PayPal that reduced the actual amount of money I received. I do ask time and time again with evidence provided that I was not receiving the correct amounts. It took 3 separate payments for them to finally add up to the correct amount. Again, these were payments, not refunds, so I still owe PayPal a balance, which is inconvenient, is now something I'll have to take into account moving forward to my budget. I'd like to be known that I made this purchase while being out of work and dealing with cancer.
Whoa, is this real, Eric?
Sorry, you guys are breaking up now all of a sudden.
Oh, he's scamming.
There
you go.
Was supposed to be a treat for myself and something to cheer me up, and has been nothing but a headache and feels predatory on their part. I truly wonder what would have happened if I had never reached out to check on my order. I honestly believe, given their obvious disorganization and inefficiency as a company, that I've just never heard anything or received anything, and they would still have my money.
Do you really have cancer, Eric?
No, we're breaking up.
Yeah,
remember?
So actually, I can hear you guys now. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were kidding.
Okay. I actually really do. I have it's called a atypical intramuscular smooth muscle tumor on my chest. And the good news is it's not spread. We did the CT scans, we did all the imaging and all that stuff. It's not spread. It's there's no evidence of like any kind of mitosis or spreading at all. It's basically just a big lump on my chest that's been growing for, I kid you not, like 7 years. It started off as like this little tiny little scar looking thing and has grown into this obnoxious painful. It's actually kind of a blessing I can even do this call, because usually I can't even like have an hour or two of my time without having a pain episode. It's just very painful. Basically what the tumor does is it kind of interacts with your like hair follicles. So it feels like someone's like burning you a lot of times. So sleep is tough. Just living is tough, right? So, but I wanted to put that on there just not to like get any kind of sympathy, but just to be like, dude, I literally can barely call my doctor to make appointments, and I'm getting this removed in 2 weeks. Finally got a surgery date.
Hell yeah.
Scheduled, so rock on. Yeah. So that's good news. But yeah, I mean, like, I just wanted to put that on there, just be like, dude, like, I don't have, I mean, I have time because I'm literally just sitting at home. I've actually been out of work for like 2+ months and just sitting at home, just trying to get through this. But like, you know, so this is kind of a big deal for me. Like, you know, $180 is not a lot of money, but like, I'm not really bringing in money. So it's a kind of a big deal. And it really was. It was a silly purchase that I just wanted to kind of cheer myself up with. And the amount of like vitriol that I've gotten from Heather has just been like insane. And it's like funny. It was like funny at first. And then I'm glad that this whole conversation tonight has turned out funny because I wanted it to be funny. But that's just the reality. Like I'm sitting here, you know, like having a hard time just making a phone call or having a hard time watching a movie without having a pain episode. And I'm just having to like constantly email this person over and over and over and over again. And it's like, dude, I'm emailing you more than my own mom, like who's taking me to freaking doctor's appointments. Like it's just ridiculous. Like, so,
and it's funnier too. Cause the emails she's sending you are like, you are a fraud.
You're a monster.
I'm going to have you arrested.
You're going to prison.
Well, and it's funny too, cause you say that the good news is it's not spreading and you're getting it removed. And that is that technically
cowards.
That is good news. But I think the real good news is that you can now put that in this BBB message and be like, hey,
God's plan.
That's my superpower. Anytime I complain, I can also mention that I have cancer.
Well, and at the end of the day, isn't this way better than receiving the Funko Pop? You have to inconvenience yourself for weeks.
All right, man. Yeah. Well, hey, thank you again for the call.
Thanks again, Eric.
And get better, dude.
Take it easy. Yeah, good luck in 2 weeks, bro.
All right, man.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Later, brother.
Bye, bye.
What a king.
Yeah, good guy.
Oh, hell yeah.
We're the miracle workers. He didn't have one pain attack during that whole call, too.
We're the gift of laughter. Cures all.
You know what's funny is we're not in any way at all affiliated with the Wolfpack. We're always
It's
us, baby. We love them. We are them.
We're Wolfpack Red. We're the
Wolfpack
Red
Rise Up.
It is kind of like the Red Wolfpack.
Yeah, which I guess is the only Wolfpack, but I'm La Parca and the LWO.
Yeah, we love the Wolfpack. We are the Wolfpack. We started the Wolfpack.
Yeah, we're the founders. Jim, we're doing it right now. Yeah. We're doing the thing I said.
I actually started it. It's crazy. A lot of people are saying that. They got up and cheered. They said, wow.
It's a wolf.
He took off his mask. It was Jim and them.
They're actually eating the wolves. It's sad. It's disgusting.
Great wolf. Great pack.
Put a bunch of them together. They become a pack. I love them.
They ask me who my favorite wolf is, and I say the whole pack.
I can't pick a one. Can't ask me to choose just one.
It is so funny because he does just email her back and he's like, can you just tell me who I should email then? And again, she's just like, I'm calling the police. I've told you. Cease and desist.
Dude, the way she talks is so baffling.
I'm calling the police now. But yeah, no, it's great. Like I said, you know, it feels like, oh, the Corey Wells dried up. And then it's like, nope, he's going to give him a day. Give him a little time.
Nope, we'll figure something out. We just tried to give him $200 and it turned into a real mishap.
Yeah, a real calamity of errors.
Actually, anytime we try to pay him, it turns into a mishap. The cameos take forever. They're shitty.
Yes, yep.
That's it.
Well, what's funny too, just real quick on his Twitter from this week. Someone posted, you know, not going to lie, I find it endearing. Corey Feldman cap locks every single post. And he had to reply to that and be like, thanks. I don't, though.
Classic Corey.
And then in this post, he doesn't have everything capital like he usually does.
Yeah.
Thanks. I don't, though. Not every post, only the special ones. Was yours special? LOL.
It was meant as a compliment.
Got him.
I'm a CSA survivor.
Yes.
And your constant voice for advocating exposure to the dark has earned my utmost admiration. Here comes the all caps post. Oh.
Well, then, that's pretty. Oh, yeah, he should. If he knew anything, when he replied, he would have all caps it because he said he did it for the special ones.
Yeah,
because
he doesn't think he's special because he was never sexually assaulted, just the other Corey.
Well, then, that's pretty special. Prayer emoji.
Wow, I sure have egg on my face 24-7.
We got a great comment on YouTube this week that was like, I want the Corey voice on my GPS. Turn left.
After 500 feet, merge right onto I-15 for exit 203.
The directions are all spelled in numbers and shit. You're like just driving off the road.
Fuck. Oh, crap. I crash into another lake.
Go straight. What are you doing? Turn left.
I didn't say go straight. I would never say that.
Why didn't you U-turn there? I said to U-turn back then.
Oh, we're all blaming the GPS. Once again, the Corey voice GPS is wrong.
Weren't you paying attention 3 steps back? Now it's going to take you 3 more minutes to reach your destination.
Recalculating because of you.
Let me see. Before we finish up part one here, I did want to talk a little bit about HHN.
Yes, please.
That we went to.
I assume we were going to do that in part two because I want to like talk about it.
Yes and no, but I also have something for part two. So okay. I don't know.
Do you have any? Have you gone through any of the haunted house footage yet, by any chance?
I pulled some clips. Well, first of all, then let me see, because this will just be a little bit longer. Part one.
Hell yeah! I don't see anyone complaining. Toy
Story. First, I have some clips from the...
Good evening, cowards.
Good evening. We went to Japan, Osaka Universal. So we went to the Japan HHN. And then a few days later, we went to Hollywood
HHN. Look at
HHN.
The screen crap. That poor kid's like, ah!
Dude, there was one point in time where a kid in like a stroller, someone with like a backwards, backbend, upside down face was just like in their stroller.
Yes, yeah. But I have a little footage from both here. Oh,
Screaming Woody was horrifying.
Yes, this was when we were going through one of their zombie scare zones. Halloween Horror Nights, if you don't know, it's just a big Universal high budget haunt that they do at the theme parks. And Japan does it a little bit different, but I mean, they still have their HHN. And this was like a doll-themed area. Each zombie area had like a different theme going on.
Abnormal Antiquities or something, because they were all kind of like based on either toys or dolls or something.
And if you're new to the show, I mean, Mike's much more pro now than he was a few years ago, because we've gone to these a few years in a row at this point. But Mike's boo-pilled these days.
I enjoy it.
But he's
it.
Still very jumpy. Yeah. He's still like probably the most scared out of the group. When
I found
we go
a way
these.
To appreciate it and have fun, but that hasn't taken away any of the fear or how easily startled I am.
But this is when we were first walking through this zone. And yeah, the good call out, Jeff, you could see this this little girl being held by her mom or whatever, just crying.
It's kind of fucked up to bring your little kids to
dude,
these
there
things.
Were tons there of so little many. Kids here. But yeah, so we ran into this Woody-looking zombie doll person.
Well, and the crazy thing is, if you look at the face, it looked like a mask. It looked like it was supposed to be like a plastic
part of a weird mask, or like prosthetics.
Well, but the way they
face,
hold their face up, every time I had seen them, it was motionless. So I thought the whole thing was like, oh, it's like a Ken doll face, like it can't move. And we didn't see it move until it did the thing that scared us.
Spooky. They're like chasing the dolls out of their zone.
So that's the first time we knew that the face could even move.
Yeah, because we thought it was like a mask or something.
It just starts screaming at us like it's right next to us.
Dolls out of their zone.
Which was great because it's clear that they realized, oh, these guys are just standing here talking next to me. Like, we're not just, I'm just going to let you guys stand here and talk.
Everyone's got prosthetic makeup on.
And then I think I cut to a clip because then this thing runs at us again, the same one.
You know what?
Bravo, Halloween Horror Nights Japan. You're done good. Because what the fuck?
It is cool how it just all of a sudden, like, dude, it gets dark.
It really...
Oh, my God.
That was it's the same scare actor.
At that point, we had like four of them come from different angles.
And then I think that same scare actor comes again.
Yeah.
She loves the camera.
Oh! Oh, oh,
are you okay?
I am now. Thank you. And they had this guy, the guys in this suit, which is like Captain Addo, which is from some anime apparently.
He likes they're like monster cops that are like trying to protect you from the monsters roaming around.
Yeah, and they know how to say, "Are you okay?"
Yeah. Are you okay?
They learned from Street Fighter.
You are safe now. Oh, go ahead and go that direction.
Thank you.
Be safe.
Thanks.
Which is great because one of them found us when the very first scare zone basically had just opened and no one was walking around in it. We walked around in the middle and basically just had like 13 chainsaw people all trying to fuck us up. And then one of those guys trying to save us.
Yeah, he's trying to save us. And then it turns into a dance party. Every zone all of a sudden will have a moment. Although before...
Like every 20 minutes or so?
Before this dance part, this is where Mike noticed that they were bowing to the bears because... Japan loves bears.
Yeah, they love them so much.
And specifically, like, Universal Horror Nights has, what was it, Hamikuma?
Yeah, Hamikuma.
Hamikuma and Life.
Hamikuma and Birth. Life, Birth. And then
there's Punk Hamikuma.
Yeah, Punk Hamikuma, which are, like, his multiple personalities made manifest.
Yeah, there's a white one. He's a zombie bear. He has an eyeball hanging out of its eye socket.
All stoned together.
And he's got a big cut in his belly with candy coming out. And there's a white version of him, which represents his soul, which is stuck in between. And then there's a new punk version of him that represents his anger and aggression. It's very Japanese.
Yeah.
But the zombies in each zone will worship when you have the plush bear.
Yeah, they won't scare you. They'll just be happy to see it.
Because they're bowing to the bear. Now, when you watch them dancing here, I didn't notice until I was watching the footage. These people are making their bears do the choreography with the dancers as well.
Jim, where were you?
I was watching everything through a camera. This is what Japan is. It's just dancing and being scary.
Yeah. Which, by the way, these are the identical scare actors that are going out of their way to scare you. Now they are doing professional and elaborate dances.
Like when we were in that section, they were all right.
It's just so funny that all of a sudden they're dancing.
Well, I like to think in Japan, like a prerequisite on your resume is like you work at McDonald's and they have a dance they do every now and then.
Yeah.
And it's like Big Mac.
But it's pretty cool. It's a pretty fun vibe of spookiness and fun because all of a sudden they're just clapping and dancing.
It's like a little bit of levity in between the scares.
And then, you'll see Japanese girls learning the choreography as they dance, so everyone's kind of dancing together.
Yeah, the bears are doing it now.
And when they say shout it out, they get mad if you don't say shout it out, and they get mad if you don't clap enough.
And then the cop guys come... Well, yeah, they, like, shoot the zombies to make them dance, but then whatever they shoot them with wears off, because then they stop dancing and become scary again.
And it makes them docile when there's no music playing for them to dance to.
So that's just some quick footage I pulled from the Japanese Horror Nights. We did go to Hollywood, and in Hollywood film in the houses.
Nice.
We've been going to Orlando the past few years where you can't, so we've had like audio or some spyglass stuff. So I do have some clips here where you get to see, as Mike has to go through the haunted houses.
Oh, man.
Fear or diarrhea?
idea. That's a thing. Like, the scaring the shit out of you is a real thing.
Yeah, he's got that.
He should be charged for crimes against humanity.
Oh, I like what you're doing there, Ook Vibes.
That's
humanity. That is a boom. That was our tour guide, Patrick, in the video.
Patrick's the best.
He knew Mike wasn't... He was being brave. He was being brave for us to go through the
house. At first, he thought the little kid on our group was the one that he had to worry about. But then he quickly learned, nope, it's Mike.
And I think, is this guy in front of you the guy that ends up hating you?
Yes.
Yeah, because this is like the second house we've gone through. I didn't notice it until I was rewatching the footage.
This is the only house I believe I was next to him in.
Because Mike is like running into him and yelling.
Because I get super scared whenever I scare
Usually
him.
Usually people think it's
fun
and adding to like the atmosphere.
He would, anytime I'd apologize, he did not seem into it. He didn't like when I'd scream. He didn't like any of that.
No.
And after this house... Anytime he was near me as we got to the front, he would either rush ahead or wait and purposefully be at the back. I didn't feel like it was I hate him personally. It's just like, I don't want to be next to this guy in the house.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
If he doesn't want part of that vibe.
But this is the house that made him make that decision.
Oh, a quick Japan note. Hatfield McCoy, when I was stationed at Camp Fuji, we went to a bar in Tokyo and I had about 20 minutes of the entire club pointing at me and copying my dance. I was like King Kong then.
Wow.
Yeah, if you just
What dance are you doing?
You probably just start dancing and enough people start watching, they start like, okay, one,
all right,
two,
they start picking it up.
Yeah. Do the Corey Running Man.
It's fun. Jesus! I was too busy getting God that I kind of missed Mike getting God.
Well, whatever that one was, listen to how long it is. It's getting me for like 3 straight seconds.
Well, because all they have to do is like wave their hands more.
These things, they can possess our bodies. It's happened to me. I always done it to you.
That one missed me, and I'm really happy.
Mike was peeking ahead, and he's already getting upset about the next room.
Well, because I'm cheating.
No, it's impossible not to notice what's ahead of you.
Yeah, true. Fair enough.
You're cheating.
Dude, I just saw Carl.
Don't look ahead.
Yeah, don't look ahead. Don't spoil it.
Because it's...
It's just a room full of mannequins, and you didn't know which one was real.
Yeah, it's one of those dark rooms with mannequins and then real people somewhere mixed in.
Oh, my God. I'm turning the fuck
off. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't the one I thought, too.
Yeah, me neither.
She didn't do the big scare either, like, because it's this bride lady. She just kind of did the quick movement.
Well, she let it be Dread, too, where she's like, am I the fake out? Where's the real scare coming from?
I don't like this. I don't like this.
He's coming back. Oh, Jesus. That scared me just now.
Yeah, it's really get me a couple times.
Well, you hear that a lot.
You hear
can't. It's like a rolling yell, like, like it hits me in waves.
Oh,
to be a weird looking white person, the only job you can get in Japan is haunted house.
Oh, shit.
Wait, Jim, really quick.
Yeah.
Just so I can ask, so we can talk about it if we don't. Does this catch the end?
Yes. Yeah, I get some clips from the end.
Cool.
Yeah,
because the end was fucked up.
Oh my God!
I like that one because I don't even know what's in the room.
Yeah, it's like a jump. Mike's a jump scare half the time when you come in a room.
That's
he's
why the guy in front of him was so pissed.
Yeah, because you're getting him twice. Because that's what we were saying. He was the most scared guy. That's why
he
couldn't
be by
you.
He probably was so scared, and you were just making him even more.
I was putting him on edge.
Oh, this, yeah, because this is the end where they just keep...
Yeah, it's a lot of scares.
Yeah, Mike runs away.
The house is insidious, and there's like four different like monsters, and the end is literally just like push through drapes. They get you from one of the sides,
and then
it's always different sides because you can see the flash ahead of you. So at the very end, I do realize by the third one what's happening.
And you run off.
Well, and I wait for the guy in front of me to get to the exit so I can just dash through the last room without getting a scare. Which you see a little bit of.
Oh, Jesus! Well, you're right. It is good because I'm seeing you get got from one direction, and then, yes, then another direction it comes out and gets me.
I think they just kept switching. Yeah. And they did that in a lot of the houses, which I talked to Patrick, and he said that that was something that in Orlando they use a lot of mirrors to hide people. Mm. And here they've been trying really hard to make sure that not one scare actor being able to get you from two places, because Orlando does that too. But, like, if you see a scare happen, there are two others in the same room that can also happen so that you more people can go through and get something,
which
even
is
if
good.
You think you know what's
because
happening.
They know that sometimes the line's slow and you'll see, you're like, oh, someone's coming out of that door in the next room.
A couple times. And then sometimes they're like, you know what? They expect someone to come out of the Texas Chainsaw door. No one's coming out of the Texas Chainsaw door.
Dude, they're so annoying.
The way they're with like the red
no,
room?
I know.
Oh, yeah, okay. We missed them twice.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Away.
Yeah, I sprinted out, baby. Away.
Dude, that was just bam, bam, bam.
People gawking at us.
Dude, I will thank God every day of my life that, like, half this... I had so many scares miss me. I was watching them happen in front of me and hearing them behind me. I will pray to God every day for the rest of my life that that happened.
One more insidious scare on the way out.
Yeah. Yeah, if it was Japan, they would do that.
Oh, yeah, I think this is where Patrick, our tour guide, congratulates you. Oh, and you point to the guy that was in front of you.
Oh,
How we do? That's the poor guy in front of me. That poor guy.
Yeah, look how annoyed he is.
He's having no fun, which the other two guys, they loved me.
Yeah, the Ghostbusters Afterlife, like, hoodie guys.
Yeah, mustache guy and glasses guy. They were like, at one point in time, mustache guy kind of, like, walked me up next to him, and he's like, bro, let's do this together. We got this. Yeah. I think you were right behind me when that coffin scare in the Universal Monsters house got us so bad that both of us like had to grab each other to not fall down.
It's funny because he's not as bad, obviously. Like, he's from the same vein as like the drunk girl.
Sure.
But he was just nice about it. Yeah, he was like, really want anything to do with that. I want to do my own thing, which is completely fine.
He wanted to do his version of these houses, and I was not that version. So he just wanted to make sure that his version and my version were far away so that they didn't bleed into each other.
Yeah, that dork hated you. Sebastian Maniscalco, big fan.
And yeah, there was like another girl in the group that was just as scared as Mike, right? Like she would also be like running into
Luckily, in one of the houses, I think one of the ones that would have been really fucked up, she was in front of me and everyone kept going after her. And so unless they got us both.
Yeah, she was your shield.
She was my shield, bro.
Behind him, I kept hugging him.
Follow me this way. You see him whisper something to Patrick. He's like, okay, go to the back.
I feel like I'm the only one that took this situation seriously.
No, it's so funny. The footage I get here, to set this up, they have Universal Hollywood has the backlot tour where like it is the studio lot. And during Horror Nights, they turn it into the Terror Tram where you do get off of your tram and they have you walk through. Like you walk through the War of the Worlds area. The Psycho Norman Bates Hotel, and it was Blumhouse this year. So as we roll up, they kind of have this Megan dancing as it like starts, and it's so funny because Mike's the only one that reacts when shit goes down.
Hi, I'm Megan. Wanna hang out? This is the part where you run.
Wait, dude, is this real?
Because I was like, what do we do? Do we go back to the tram? Do I need to go through them? I'm like, I'm on fucking like fight or flight mode because no one else is reacting. Yeah. And I'm not sure where I'm supposed to go.
You get blasted by the other terror tram running into the street.
This is the part where you run.
You're like, well, I guess we have to walk through it.
That my coat came off because the chainsaw got stuck in my coat while the guy was
trying to I heard me. You yeah. say something. I didn't know what that's what you were saying.
He was just like stuck there for a second. Like,
This is when we're walking through the black phone part. Yeah, they get Mike a few times
Dude,
here.
Dude, there is a point where it's like a chain reaction, like pinball scare, because a guy...
Actually, he's right here. Let him play. Yeah.
So
yeah, then there was another guy to your right.
So what if you take it back. So yeah. Right here on the right, there's curtains kind of lining a lot of it to give you a place to walk. But a black phone guy comes dashing out. And that makes me react to the left when I say, oh, fuck. And then you see me go, oh, fuck again. Because there's a dead body on the ground that I didn't see.
Yes.
That I kick and notice. And that scares me. So then I'm like looking back, and then the last guy runs out of the fucking house towards me, and it just it felt this was unrelenting. This was like
because it was just every time you would hop away, I'd hop into a scare basically.
I'd jump into another thing scaring me. And you can see how fast those first two happen. I'm barely done saying fuck when the second one gets me. Then this guy follows me.
Hi, man.
Oh, hello.
Dude, I kept like pinballing into shit. There was a body I almost stepped on.
There's a photo op to your left.
Sweet, photo op. Let me see.
Mike stepping on the dead body was so funny.
It scared me. I didn't see it.
It's just a drunk guy.
This I didn't trust for a second.
I was waiting for that one.
There we go.
Because all those guys up by the Hollywood sign watch me. I keep looking at them and then the trees and then them and the trees because I'm like, someone's going to get us.
So, yeah, I did cut ahead. This one, we're in the Purge area, kind of by the War of the Worlds section.
Oh, shit. Which is the one? No, never mind. Yeah. Well, there are a couple times where I thought someone was a person in our group, only to realize they weren't.
That comes up, actually, coming up here. Because right now you're talking to Rispo, so I was like, oh, I know there's a scare coming up.
Just the concept.
I was waiting for that one, because I don't know if Mike's talking. He doesn't see it.
Yeah,
you have to keep them chatting.
You gotta keep them talking. Yeah, helping the scare actor.
I think this is it
here. Oh, shit. Fuck, I thought you were in our group.
Yeah, because she was walking kind of towards us, and she was like a non... mask-wearing Purge person who was like Harley Quinn-esque.
Yeah, I've seen them, because I've gone to the Terror Tram a few times, and I've seen them do that sometimes. They'll scare someone, and sometimes if it's a Purge actor, they'll just have like a hoodie, and they'll just put the hoodie on and their hands in their pockets and just start walking with the crowd for a second, and then just turn around and scare
someone.
And
that's kind of... She seemed like dressed like a lot of the girls were for that event, and so she got me, and then she got me again because like... At first, I was startled because I didn't see her. Then I was startled because she was trying to scare me, and I thought she was just like a person.
I thought she was a girl in our group for sure.
This authentic Western town.
Now, this here, we walked through the area from Nope. They kind of let us down. Nothing really happens, which I was bummed about. But
they said we were going to take a picture, so I was like,
well, that's
that.
The reason why I have this footage in here is because it's so funny to watch Mike, because you are so ready for something to happen. And maybe that's just, it's fun enough that there's all this anticipation. It just sucks that nothing really did come from it.
Was created by
dude, I'm not paying any attention to her at all.
Yeah.
Mike's like, Nope's one of his lesser works.
Head on a swivel, bro.
Yeah, and then it's even funny because they have us, yeah, take a picture. And
oh, good, good. Okay, now on a count of three, y'all gonna say cheese, okay? Make sure you happy, okay? Here we go. One, two, three.
Cheese.
I don't even remember saying cheese.
Okay.
Yeah, and like one of the people from Us comes up.
Did we ever get that picture, or was that just?
I think they were. I feel like they were trying to set something up, and then it just didn't happen.
Maybe it just didn't work out.
I don't know.
Because it seemed like there's a million places where things can come out of the dark, or multiple people, or things can bang, or lights can go out. It felt so ready, and I'm shocked that nothing happened.
You're still looking around.
Oh, dude, like, the entire time.
Because you do. I mean, there are these weird pig noises and sound effects going on, but yeah. Nothing. Oh, so yeah, now we're in the Universal Monsters house.
This is where me and Mustache Guy get got. Oh, Jesus.
Got you again.
Oh, Christ. Yeah, her.
And this is where he's got his. You got your skateboard now too that you have to carry around.
Yeah, this is that one in the coffin. That might have been the worst. I got scared all night because you see me and that guy are kind of next to each other, and she goes for him, but she waits just long enough for us to both be there, and she really gets a good.
And then the bride just puts her hand in your face right after.
Oh,
like,
dude,
add insult to injury.
Yeah.
And then she does it to me.
Good evening, cowards.
This is a cool scene.
Yeah. This is setting up a house for next year for sure.
Oh, this is great.
Whoa.
I love that I turn and get a perfect.
Is that Frankenstein?
I think so, yeah.
Dude, okay.
Yeah, so cool. Good.
Yeah, they had a dark hallway that you can't tell is there. And then you see kind of from my angle or from Jim's angle, the light, like lightning flashes and this like 10, 11 foot tall, like on stilts Frankenstein comes fucking dashing out at you, looming out at you in this horrifying way. You know what? That might have actually been the worst scare.
It was good, too, because yeah, it's huge.
Because like you see it. Oh fuck! That didn't get me.
Yeah, that one.
Oh,
missed
I'm
you.
Glad.
But I think because we talk about this after.
That's the you saw Frankenstein. Yeah,
the wolf. That wolfman could then come through on his left and then get you on the way out.
And if you look back, you can see how hidden the Frankenstein is by watching where he goes after I leave, right before the wolfman gets you.
I love this shot of you here, though.
That was this close to me doing the like shove people out of my way and run out.
Oh yeah.
I was this close.
That was great. Yeah, something got you right there.
Two rooms, that Frankenstein and then the tiny...
That Frankenstein got you perfectly.
Did you see the room right after the Frankenstein?
There was a werewolf that was behind the Frankenstein that you missed.
Oh, okay.
But then he popped out, I think, the other room
That's
as well.
What got me.
Like, he could go to either room.
Oh!
Yeah.
Dude, that Frankenstein fucked me up.
Texas Chainsaw. This is a cool house.
Dude, there's a guy... House. It was weird because this one had less, like... pop out and scare you and almost more scare zone style like areas where you're walking
and they
through.
Just keep like going in your
and they're,
face
yeah they're just fucking getting in your face and like one guy I don't know if you catch it but I had my skateboard up and it was in that room where you're kind of like being funneled like cattle and he kept pointing at me and being like drop the skateboard, drop the
skateboard. I think I have.
And then
it,
I so I put it down, and then he comes at me and then laughs at me like I'm an asshole for like listening to him.
Yeah, because he was dressed like the hitchhiker too, which is kind of just a guy in a shirt.
Oh,
and we also think he's in the group. Yeah, there's a point where
at one point in time I turned to the left and I'm like staring at a guy, and then he kind of
pretty scary, huh?
And he's scared, and I go, "Oh fuck, I thought you were a guy."
He's like, "It is."
Yeah. Yeah, he's the hitchhiker, I think.
They have all the leather face masks.
And this house smelled like shit, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It smelled terrible. Yeah, here.
Yeah, you can see they're just taunting you.
So the guy on the right, he's the one that follows me around and then like fucking goes, "Ah, idiot."
Did I turn the things back on? I thought I did. Hold on.
That's fine. We're watching these anyway.
Yeah. Well, Eric is, thank you for the super chat. He says, "Why do you have your skateboard with you? You're going to do pop shove it in the haunted house."
When the video comes out, you'll see, but I...
Obama. Oh, there it is.
"Why do you have your skateboard with you?
You're
going to do a pop shove it in the haunted house?"
I made it my life's work to purchase this skateboard against all odds. It was something I had to do.
Yeah, it was in the Universal stores. Like, it was a Jurassic Park one, and Mike... Yeah. Mike got them to sell him the display, but he had to carry it with him the rest
of the
time.
Yeah, I had to carry it with me through all the houses. Yeah, see, look?
Shut up! Yeah!
Yeah. Yeah, see, because I eventually put it down, and that's when he swings at me and then laughs.
Oh, yeah, this is where we run into the guy. We think that he's in our group, but he is just some random.
What's Grandpa doing, by the way?
I don't know. Some Japanese dance?
Because I thought that was the long legs thing, but is it in Texas Chainsaw?
Because I remember. Since Grandpa could barely move.
Since he did that, when I went through the house the second time, I did it to him when I came in the room, and he did it back.
Huh.
So I was like, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the guy. There's the hitchhiker.
Watch, look.
But he's just staring at you.
What I'm doing is I'm just like, so even before it turns to me, I'm just kind of looking him in the eyes, and we're making eye contact, and then it occurs to me like, oh, fuck, you're a scare guy.
You're a scare guy. I think you can even see him kind of grin because he's like, what is this guy
I think
doing?
I make him laugh because I go, wait, are you a guy? I think I say the words, wait, are you a guy? And he's like trying not to break.
Yeah,
look at him. He knows what just happened. He knows.
Wait, are you a guy? Oh, you're a guy.
Got another sucker.
Which, by the way, fuck this. In Orlando, the people that are in the house telling you to go, they're wearing like normal clothes of park employees, and they've got like usher things. Here, all of them have hoods on, and you can't see their face.
Yes,
and they're just kind of sometimes just looming in the corner. And I got jump scared by like 10 of them.
Yeah, because sometimes they're not even waving you ahead. No. They're just sitting there. You're like, ah.
Or they'll be sitting there, and then they'll start waving, and so it just looks like someone going, "Whoa."
That dude was in our group.
Yeah, I thought he was too.
Oh yeah, trans letterface. Do you see how far he reached into me?
Yeah, even in this this guy, dude, he's like flipping his oar at me or whatever the fuck.
This room makes no sense. Why would they dissolve the bodies? How would I gonna eat?
Oh, dude, the face that pops out of that one cart got me good.
Oh yeah, I think I have that too. Oh yeah, you're apologizing.
Anyone who's ever seen these videos knows that I'm a maniac, and then I apologize to whoever has to be near me.
Sorry. It like spits on you.
Yeah, that got me so good.
Hey, look, he ran off.
Oh, is this you guys in the...
He always runs away.
Yeah, you were all of a sudden like way ahead of me when we went through. We did miss where I think it's the most recent Leatherface. I think you got it on the second walkthrough we did, yeah. Jeff, where he comes behind you when you're going through like the hanging meat room.
Well, he comes from the front, but he like comes right by you. Like he walks straight okay. through. Like usually they don't yeah. go past you.
When
but...
I got lucky because that room, fuck, I was like, oh no. They had a couple rooms like that. I think the nuclear meltdown room.
Yeah,
there was another one like that, and luckly. Actually, the nuclear meltdown room got me a scare in that room. But in this one, the body bags and the pigs and stuff didn't get me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like, because I had the same moment because I was confused because they don't usually walk like in the middle. So yeah. I was like, is this a guy? Oh, no, it's Leatherface.
Oh, yeah, you're a little of the weekend here. I just have a couple slips.
Yeah, this felt like a letdown house. I don't feel like I was let down by any house except for this one.
Yeah, they didn't.
Yeah, it was kind of a letdown.
Right.
Well, but rewatching it, there was a couple of good moments that I didn't kind of take in. But yeah, I don't think it was as good as the first. Well, it wasn't as good as the first.
It felt like a bunch of rooms were empty. Like,
yeah.
something should be happening, and then nothing ever did.
Because yeah, that guy comes right out in your face.
That
dude.
One got me good.
Oh, shit, I took it back.
Well, because both of them got my ass.
I think that's the last thing I have.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just a couple quick clips.
That's fantastic.
Checking in just from HHN. But that is a part one. Now, part two, baby. We were so tired last week. It completely slipped my mind. But part two, fall TV preview, baby.
Oh,
let's fucking go. We'll be. For people that are new, we get real excited around fall TV. All the new crap that they're trying to shovel into your face.
Yeah.
So we'll give you the breakdown on it, but we'll be back. That's a part one.